It's Chevy Auto Showtime at your local Chevy dealer. Now's your chance to check out a Chevy Equinox with 3.9% APR financing plus no monthly payments for 90 days. Go to Chevy Drive Chicago for details. Hurry, this is one Auto Showtime deal you don't want to miss.
Ben Zielinski joining us now from Capital News, Illinois. Ben, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, John. Thanks for having me.
Just a fair warning, at some point you might hear what the sound that sounds like a donkey noise, and then an update on the women's hockey game, because they are in overtime right now. So I apologize if we interrupt you, okay?
That's okay. I want the update, too.
All right, very good. All right, but let's start with the Bears. That is the big story of the day. You're from Capital News, Illinois. You cover Springfield. Some of your colleagues are on this. I know you are, too. What is the latest about what's happening? Because we kind of got news from both Illinois and Indiana today, didn't we?
Yeah, and I'll focus on the Illinois side since I think everyone's pretty aware of what's happening in Indiana. And basically on the Illinois side, the governor came out today and said that they had a really productive conversation with Bears officials yesterday afternoon for 3 hours. And there was an understanding that they were getting pretty close to an agreement, but a bill that was going to be heard in a committee this morning, the Bears asked state lawmakers to hold off on that hearing today. That way they can make some adjustments and some amendments to that bill that would, you know, fit what the Bears want. And then, of course, everything came out in Indiana, and Illinois lawmakers are like, okay, what the heck? I thought we were in a good spot here. So really, I think the news out of Springfield is there's been a lot of positive steps taken here in the last several weeks. And it sounds like lawmakers were getting pretty close to something that would help the Bears. But, you know, we'll see, I guess, what the news out of Indiana means today for those conversations.
Ben, the timing of it. This bill gets pulled off the table by the Bears last minute, and then Indiana drops the news today that they've passed their own bill. Who's orchestrating what here, Ben?
It's a good question. I mean, it seems like the Bears are, you know, kind of orchestrating the thing. You know, there was a bill that was at least in a stage where it could be voted on. It was not the final product, the bill that would have been heard this morning, and it's very routine for Illinois lawmakers to hold off on having a bill get a vote in committee until it's actually ready. So honestly, it wasn't that big of a surprise to see this morning's committee canceled, especially knowing that the bill, as it was written at that point, was clearly not something that was ready to go. So, you know, I mean, the Bears certainly drove the train today, but I think lawmakers in Illinois now have an opportunity to, you know, kind of direct it themselves.
Can I just ask one follow-up? If the Indiana news hadn't come out today simultaneous with this news, would this have just been a run-of-the-mill delay that we see in all sorts of bills all the time?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how it would have at least appeared up front here in Illinois, because committees like this at this time of the year, they get canceled pretty frequently because lawmakers just aren't ready to present those bills. There's still more negotiation that needs to happen. We're really just getting started with the legislative session here in Illinois. So, you know, this thing with the Bears is probably going to drag out for quite a while, at least on the Illinois side. Even if an agreement comes up, you know, today or next week or something, it's going to take some time just to have it move through the process.
Ben, John and I are on opposite sides here. I, from day one, have believed the Bears would end up building in Arlington, even through all of the drama over the past 3 years and the lakefront proposal and Indiana coming into play. John's kind of leaning towards the Indiana side. I am overwhelming still on the Arlington Heights side, especially with some of the momentum over the past couple of weeks and some and Governor Pritzker and Illinois officials actually sounding a little bit more serious about it. I guess where do you stand? Where do you feel like this is going to get done in Illinois? Because based off of social media this morning, Ben, the Bears were going to break ground in Indiana like tomorrow.
Yeah, that's, I think, the whole problem with social media these days. yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm biased because I'm here in Illinois and I'm closest to the people on the Illinois side of the negotiations, but it certainly doesn't seem like the door is at all closed here in Illinois. I think what the Arlington Park site offers to the Bears is something that really just isn't offered at Hammond. The Metro line stops there at Arlington Park. Route 53 is right there. It's right in the middle of the population center of a lot of Bears fans. And, you know, it's still in the state. And I do think it is important for the Bears to be staying in Illinois from their perspective. So, you know, I still think Arlington Park does have a really good chance because there's a lot of work that needs to happen in Hammond anyway. There's environmental studies and all these things the Bears said today that they're going to do. Part of that due diligence all of that has already been done in Arlington.
And Ben, just one more question for me. If you could clarify, what exactly is Indiana offering compared to Illinois? Because once again, the Bears in their statement said they would commit $2 billion to a stadium. And I'm thinking, well, they are. I've already said that multiple times about the Arlington property, that they'll pony up the money for the stadium and then the infrastructure and things around it. And then I see that they're committing the $2 billion to a stadium in Indiana. But also I've heard that Indiana is going to pay for the stadium. What exactly is Indiana offering here when it comes to incentives and building a better package than the state of Illinois could offer?
Yeah, it seems like Indiana is much more willing to pay for parts of this project or different things than the state of Illinois is. So the Indiana bill would create a sports facilities authority in Northwest Indiana, which we in Illinois already have, that manages where White Sox playing, where in Folger Field. So, you know, in some ways, Illinois is a little bit ahead on having a government body that can manage a state-owned stadium. And there's more tax incentives and more, you know, footing the bill, frankly, in Indiana. It's a really, honestly, not a bad deal for the Bears. It would certainly save them a lot of money. From Illinois' perspective, they want property tax certainty. So they're really trying to have legislation that is passed that would allow the Bears to have more negotiations directly over their property tax rates in Arlington Heights. I mean, if the Bears moved in and started something in Arlington Heights today, they would be paying more in property taxes than any other NFL stadium. So there's certainly a big difference there. In the infrastructure that the Bears want from the state of Illinois, I'm not really hearing a lot of sticking points on that. I think Illinois lawmakers are pretty open to providing infrastructure funding to help make Arlington Park into a football stadium.
Do you think that if the Bears get what they want from Illinois lawmakers are going to expect this to be a done deal? I guess I'm wondering if that's like the thing, if the Bears are saying behind closed doors, do this and we're staying, or if it's do this and then we'll see.
Yeah, it's a good question, because we see that, you know, the approach they're taking in Indiana, where it sounded like Indiana lawmakers wanted a guarantee from the Bears that they were interested in wanting to move to their state. I do wonder if there's kind of something going on here, you know, because the bill that Illinois lawmakers are ultimately potentially going to pass on this is going to apply to more than just the Bears stadium. They've already said that this could affect other projects in other areas of the state. So I don't know that lawmakers want to move forward on a bill if, you know, Bears are not also completely committed to staying here in Illinois either.
Okay. Ben, we got to let you go. We appreciate your time. We'll talk about the budget another day. That's another important topic. Capital News Illinois, where I can read all about it and in the many outlets you guys distribute to. Thanks, Ben.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
And care.